Dr. Pinsky dictating email IME on June 3rd regarding Tanner, T-A-N-N-E-R, Tohanzyn, T-O-H-A-N-C-Z-Y-N. Tanner Tohanzyn is a 22-year-old male. He reports he injured his right shoulder and bicep tendon at work on 6/13/19, but he was lifting a bicycle into the police substation when this occurred. Period, he did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period, he did have further evaluation, but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Period, he did not undergo surgery and has completed his course of active treatment in the winter of 2019. Period. New paragraph. As per the record supplied, he was seen at urgent care on 6/13/19. Period. He complained of right shoulder pain after lifting his bicycle at work that morning. Period. He was evaluated, including x-rays to be inserted. Period. He was diagnosed with right shoulder pain, for which he was begun on conservative therapeutic measures. Period. New paragraph. On 6/20/19, he was seen by the physician assistant at Atlantic Care Occupational Health. Period. He still reported shoulder pain with some clicking and popping. Period. He also had complaints involving the trapezium and periscapular pain. Period. An additional diagnosis of acute cervical strain was rendered. Period. He was offered physical therapy. Period. The patient and his accompanying mother requested an MRI and a sling. Period. He was then referred for orthopedic specialist consultation. Period. New paragraph on 6/20/19. He was seen orthopedically by Dr. Green, G-R-E-E-N-E. Period. His assessment was biceps tendonitis and possible partial small capsule sprain versus slap tear. Period. He recommended therapy and anti-inflammatories. Period. If there was no improvement, an MRI would be done. Period. A right shoulder MR-arthrogram was done on 7/11/19 to be inserted here. Period. He followed up with Dr. Green to review these results. On 7/18/19, Brady was placed on a measurable dose pack and could continue with modified duty and physical therapy. Period. On subsequent visits, he reported improvement with the measurable dose pack. Period. He participated in physical therapy on the dates described. Period. As of 10/15/19. He had negative provocative maneuvers at the right shoulder. Period. His strength was 5/5. Period. Flexion was 175 degrees, comma, external rotation at 0 degrees, to be 65 degrees, comma, external rotation at 90 degrees, abduction was 90 degrees, comma, internal rotation at 90 degrees of abduction was 40 degrees, comma, and internal rotation was to the T10 spine level. Period. He had painless full range of motion about the neck with negative Sperling sign, but he also had scapular dyskinesis. Period. Dr. Green concluded he had a rotator cuff sprain and was discharged from care to full duty. Period. It was anticipated he would continue to medically improve. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed callus formation greater on the right than the left palms. Period. There was an abrasion on the right forearm. Period. Skin was otherwise normal in color, turgor, and temperature. Period. And then normal all the way through. There was non-reproducible tenderness, palpation about the right bicipital groove, but there was none on the left. Period. Shoulder maneuver was normal. cervical normal and thoracic normal. Impressions on 6/13/19. Tanner, so Hansen injured his right shoulder lifting his bicycle into the police van. Period. He was seen at urgent care the same day where x-rays were negative. Period. He followed up with occupational health when he and his mother wanted an MRI and a sling. Period. He then was seen orthopedically by Dr. Green beginning 6/20/19. Period. He had Mr. Tohansen participate in conservative care with therapy, comma, activity modification, comma, and medications. Period. Paragraph. However, the petitioner remained symptomatic and underwent an MRI at 7/11/19 to be inserted here. Period. His care was monitored by Dr. Green. Period. On 9/17/19, he was cleared for full duty. Period. On 10/1/19, he was diagnosed with adhesive capsulitis and superimposed shoulder sprain that was resolving. Period. He was going to complete another course of physical therapy. Period. As of 10/15/19, he was diagnosed with a rotator cuff sprain and discharged maximum medical improvement to full duty. Period. New paragraph, the current examination found there to be slightly reduced, found there to be full range of motion about the right shoulder. Period. There was callus formation on his hands consistent with ongoing physically rigorous manual activities. Period. There was non-reproducible tenors to palpation about the right bicipital groove. Period. Provocative maneuvers about the right shoulder or negative. Period. He had full cervical spine motion with a negative Sperling's maneuver. Period. New paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the right shoulder. Period. Mr. Tohansen sustained a soft tissue injury that has fully resolved from an objective perspective. Period. He has been able to resume his full-time duties as a carpenter in Local 251. Period. It's my understanding his position at the insured was on a seasonal basis. Period. End.